This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Speaking of rebuild, do you have that sound, Solana, from Chris Greer? I thought this was interesting. It's not about the rebuild, but he was asked yesterday about team leaders. Mm-hmm. Like, is there adequate leadership on the Dolphins? And his answer is interesting. Did you hear it? Because he doesn't mention Tua, first of all, which is odd, not to mention a quarterback. Not like he's a first-year quarterback.
No, and you just re-signed him to $250 million.
And then, you know, he mentions Zach Sealer. Then he's kind of stumped.
Then he screams Tyreek.
Right, just kind of blurts out Tyreek and says, like, some might say, or like he's not even saying that it's Tyreek. I don't know. Interesting. Here's Chris Greer being asked about team leadership.
Are you confident that you have the leaders in place to, I guess, achieve the desired results in 2025?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. We do. And some of the players we added are quality human beings and people that have been leaders at other teams. But I do think in-house, when you have guys like Zach Sealer, just to name a few, like, I mean, you can say Tyreek, Waddle, Alec Ingold, Austin Jackson, the offensive line guys love, you know, those guys, they lead differently. You know, they're quiet guys and how they do it by example and stuff. So, we feel comfortable. They know the expectations, you know, as we talked about at the post-draft press conference. Mike addressed that and what he told the team. And so Mike and leaders on the team have been meeting all throughout the offseason talking about things. So very excited for where it's going, and they know the expectations. And so looking forward to see how this group responds.
It's an interesting answer because, first of all, Alec Ingold, from everything I've read, is a super stand-up guy, very community-oriented, and yes, and really is, like, takes advantage of, you know, being an NFL player to better the community and those around him. But I don't think he could ever be a team leader. What does he get, 2 carries a game?
Yeah, that's the one thing about it. You've heard me say this a million times. The best human beings that I played with weren't the best players. And people don't respect you for being a good human being. Alec Ingold is, like you said, they had a special on him. Like, he's an amazing person.
Yeah.
But you play 15 snaps a game. You're not getting up and yelling at me if something goes downhill.
Right,
and
right.
To be honest, he hasn't. Because they talked about people missing meetings. They talked about guys coming late all the time. That story's been out. Why haven't these leaders that are existing, why didn't they check the guys that were coming late? when Mike McDaniel said, I can find guys all I want. They have to want to be here. Why haven't the current guys checked them last year? Why hadn't Sealer or Tyreek? I don't even know what Jalen Waddle's voice sounds like.
But if how does Tua's name not come out of your mouth right after Zach Sealer? Really should come out before Zach Sealer. But how could you not mention Tua? He's been what season number is this? Six?
Yes.
He's not built like that. He's the leader of the offense, but a team leader, they're not asking who gets the ball every snap to either hand it off or throw it. They're saying, really, team leader is who the guys respect enough to listen to. And I don't think anybody's going out of their way when Tua stands up and says anything. Nobody's jumping up or snapping their neck around. It's like when Joey Harrington took over in, what was that, 07, 06, 07? And then Joey gets up and starts giving speeches and people walk out the room and go to the bathroom. Like, Joey, shut up. Sit down. What are you talking about? Like, you got to respect the leaders on the field and respect them off the field. And I don't know who those guys are.
Well, neither does Chris Greer, because we kind of brushed on it yesterday. But no joke, guys. Just think back to the team that they built, right? 2 years ago, 2023, that was the team that we all think should have gone and won playoff games. You think of the leaders or the guys who could become leaders, the marquee players on that team. Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, Jerome Baker, who was a captain, Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland on the defensive side. And on the offensive side, Tron Armstead, Raheem Mostert, and Connor Williams, the center, and Tyreek Hill.
What about the boy that went to Vegas, Robert Hunt?
Robert Hunt.
He had energy, and he was a Pro Bowl guard, and he had a little stink to him.
And then you add, I'm throwing in Calais Campbell last year and Zach Sealer. Everybody we just rattled off, every single player outside of Zach Sealer and Tyreek Hill are gone. Literally, Chris Greer doesn't know who the leader is. That's why he struggled.
And he said the additions. I looked it up.
Who were the additions? I was stumped by that.
Hawk, linebacker Willie Gay Jr., Artis Burns, KJ Britt, Farrell Brown, Hunter, Ryan Stonehouse. Zach Wilson's not leading, so I wouldn't follow Zach Wilson to a froyo place.
He's talking about, because he was asked about safeties, and he's like, yeah, I think our two starting safeties are in-house already. So in other words, we don't necessarily need to go draft a DB. He's talking about Melikonwu and Ashton Davis. Could those guys be leaders? I don't know. I don't know enough about them. But I don't think that those are marquee cornerstone franchise players. And then James Daniels, who's the guard, who's probably the best player the Dolphins signed in the offseason, unless you want to give it to the receiver from Tennessee, Westbrook Akine. He perhaps could be a leader, Crowder, but he's coming off an Achilles tear. That's another guy who's kind of – his status is up in the air. What's he going to look like? I don't know.
In a locker room, it is a testosterone-driven madhouse. Calais Campbell stands up and says, y'all sit y'all asses down. Everybody's getting quiet. Teron Armstead, he did it. JT used to snap. And we kind of, even Zach, not big in stature, but the respect of Zach Thomas, you listen to what Zach says. Chad Pennington came in. I told y'all stories about Chad coming in. He was nice, pleasant, invited us to his house. But when he got mad, he would go crazy. And you respect Chad. I don't know if that guy that has the respect is in the locker room where if he stands up and says, hey, y'all listen up, is everybody have eyes on him? I know Calais Campbell could do it. Everybody told me he was that guy. I don't know who that guy is. Zach Sealer standing up and saying, hey, everybody's eyes on him? I don't know, but I think his answer and the lack thereof is kind of a warning of the real answer is that we need to figure out who the leaders are.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com.
one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.